Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Everything that's old is new again, Raven.
What's that?
So, if you've had a party or an event lately and you sent invitations, you've realized that it's probably a lot more difficult than it was 2 or 3 years ago.
It's ironically, we are going through an invitation thing right now in my house.
It's a real thing. So, yeah. About 3 years ago, it was the peak where if you were going to send an invitation to a party, you sent an Evite.
Right.
You would use, you know, Evite, Punchbowl, one of those websites that creates those emailed invitations.
Look at me. I'm saving the planet. Look at how responsible we all are.
Meanwhile, it was just free and easy. You did it on your desktop in like 5 minutes and it was done.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, everybody send Facebook invites. And that was the way to invite people to parties, especially if you were having a rager, because you could invite 7,000 people at once.
One shot.
Yeah, no big deal.
Bang.
Well, it's become a major issue now. And I've experienced it myself in the last few weeks where if you use Evites, or if you use Facebook invites,
yeah,
ain't nobody showing up to your party because nobody is seeing those invitations anymore.
Yeah, they don't pay attention on there. I get so many notifications. I mean, I'm never on there. But even if you're somebody that's on there all day, you get so many notifications or you're scrolling so fast, you're like, whatever.
Yep.
You're not making that decision right at that moment. You're not committing to that.
Twice I have missed parties. Once it was my friend. Her twins were having their birthday. She sent an Evite.
Oh, my gosh.
She, like, you know, because sometimes it auto-populates email addresses.
Sure.
It populated my Yahoo account from when we were in college.
Oh, 1989.
No.
Great.
Thank you. It was more like 2002, but
okay.
Sure.
I mean, that's a long time ago still. In the internet age, that's like as close as you get to being in antiquity.
If you send an invitation to my Yahoo account.
Yeah.
I don't, like, first of all, it's all spam. Like, that's like when I go to, like, Walmart and they ask to email a receipt, that's where it goes.
That's where you send them.
Yeah. So I never saw that one. And then the day before, she texted me. She's like, hey, you never responded. Are you coming tomorrow? I'm like, to what? And I was so heartbroken. I'm like, you don't think I would RSVP to your kid's birthday party?
Oh, it's real convenient for you to say so now.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, clearly she doesn't love your twins the way you thought that Anna did.
It's so sad. And then one of our coworkers the other day, yeah. I ran into her in the hall, and she's like, oh, I sent you a Facebook invite. I'm having a luau party at my house. I go, a Facebook invite no longer counts as a real invitation. If you're going to invite me, you got to do old school. Paper in the mail, where I have it in my hand. Or you got to text me.
I'm a little bit jealous that you get invited to a luau.
Oh.
I mean, I love luau's.
Oh, you weren't invited?
No, I wouldn't know. I mean, I haven't been on.
No, she would have found you in the hallway like she found me. You're just not invited.
Wow.
I know. It's
look
so
at that.
Sad.
It's a little bit hurtful. We're dealing with this right now. We've got the baby shower coming up for our first grandson. And it just sounds insane to say. And we have a stack of invitations right now. Old school. They're going out paper. Stamps and everything.
It's the way to do it. I just got a confirmation invitation in the mail. And you know what I did with it?
Wow.
I put it on the fridge.
Put it on the fridge.
Like
now you're definitely going.
Like it's 1994. I put it on the fridge.
I love it.
And I was like, okay. And every day I see it and I say, okay, I got to find out if I can go or not. I got to see what time the kids' games are. I got to figure out if I have to work that day. And it's a constant reminder. And it's old school, but it works. But it makes me wonder, like, are we over Facebook invites?
Yeah, I mean, imagine
over
if a live person showed up with a grass skirt and invited you to a luau. You would have been there.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
We're going to talk to the experts about this. It's coming up next. Is it effective to use a Facebook invite anymore? I had an issue with this come up twice in the last couple weeks. Joining us, it's Karen Thomas. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. She's one of the nation's foremost authority when it comes to good etiquette. And Karen, two people reached out to me and they said, hey, you never responded if you're coming to my event. And of course, I was horrified because I'm never the person not to RSVP or to at least acknowledge something that was happening. Both people sent it to my Facebook page. And I wanted to say, well, then you didn't actually send me an invitation. You can't expect me to see it there.
Well, that's actually true. The Facebook invites and the events are one of the most least, not only effective, but least looked at events. I get a lot of invites there too. And again, you know, if you're not on Facebook all day or every day and you check it randomly, you're going to miss it. So if you want to send an invite, I suggest etiquette wise, do not do it via Facebook. Actually do it via email, snail mail, or text. And that way, you know, the person has gotten it. But Facebook is a very ineffective way to invite people. So you are not wrong.
Karen, I've had one of my friends here. Well, you know, he's not actually my friend, my boss, who lives in my area, who I've invited to a couple barbecues before. And he says, no, that's not the same thing as when I tell him in the hallway or send him a text or a regular like invite like that. He says that's not a real invite, that I need to send him a real invite to an event. How would I do that nowadays? Because I'm not, you know, pulling out the calligrapher. I don't have one working for me or anything like that. So how am I doing this?
Perfectly acceptable in this society now that we have become very, very lax and very laid back. And it's perfectly fine to ask somebody verbally. You don't have to do a formal invitation. Now, there's certain times where you should, like a wedding, but something like a barbecue, absolutely. A verbal is absolutely fine. A text and all that. Those are all acceptable ways to invite people to events.
See, he should just tell me he doesn't want to go. That's what he should do.
I think that's what he's trying to tell you.
Absolutely. Nice. I think he's just saying, like, unless you actually get a piece of paper and mail it and spend 74 cents or however much a stamp
costs. Then
they'll
feel guilty enough to go?
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay. I'm glad you agree with me, Karen, because I just felt so bad that they would think that I would not respond. Now, another issue I had, somebody had sent Evites for their twin's birthday party, and I missed it because the Evite, like, went to an old email. I'm wondering, are the days of Evites over too? Because it's so easy to go into spam, or it's so easy to go to the wrong address, or it doesn't seem like a reliable way to get the message out.
I mean, in this case, it went to a Yahoo address, so it's basically another universe.
Right, it's like 10,000 emails of spam a day there.
Right. Well, unfortunately, Evites are still acceptable. However, the onus falls on the person doing the inviting to make sure that there is a correct email address. And especially with spam, like, that is something that it might go there. So again, if you really want that person to come and you're going to do it by Evite or you're going to do it by Facebook invite, you need to follow up and say, hey, Anna, we're having, you know, this birthday party next week. I sent it to XYZ, but I don't know if you got it or not. You need, the person who's doing the inviting needs to take the onus and put it on themselves to follow up. And if they don't want to do that and you don't show, well, then you might miss it. So you just never know.
Karen Thomas, you can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.